The Browns and Packers look to overcome poor showings from last week and notch their first win Sunday at Lambeau. After failing to find the end zone in the Packers' opening day loss to Detroit, Packers quarterback Brett Favre felt right at home on his first drive, leading the offense 80 yards in 10 plays and giving Green Bay a 7-0 lead on a 42-yard touchdown pass to Donald Driver. Browns quarterback Trent Dilfer matched Favre throw for throw on his first series, guiding Cleveland 71 yards in 10 plays and tying the game at 7 on a 1-yard toss to Steve Hyden. Favre's fast start quickly cooled. He threw two interceptions. Trailing 13-7 in the third quarter, he failed to give Green Bay the lead when he was picked off in the end zone by Gary Baxter. Cleveland then stretched its lead to 19-7 when Braylon Edwards, Juke Joey Thomas, caught the ball and raced 80 yards for a touchdown. The score was Edwards' first touchdown in the NFL. Trailing 19-10 in the fourth quarter, Favre shook off his mistakes and culminated a 96-yard drive by hitting Robert Ferguson for a 19-yard touchdown to pull the Packers to within 19-17 with just under 4 minutes to play. But the Browns refused to fold and responded with a 62-yard scoring strike from Dilfer to Hyden to increase their lead to 26-17 with 1:50 left in the game. Cleveland would have to sweat out a 4-yard Favre to Tony Fisher touchdown and an onside kick before they could officially celebrate a 26-24 win, the first as an NFL head coach for Romeo Crennel.